You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Our guest is in the midst of two major league careers separated by retirement. How many even have one? During part one, he pitched in two consecutive World Series for the Phillies. In part two, he pitched in a third for Kansas City. Now a valued member of the Washington bullpen, it is how he got back that is an incredible story. It's not every day a teammate's landlord can save your baseball career. And we welcome Ted Randall's Talking Baseball, Ryan Madsen. Thank you so much for your time. You're in Philadelphia for nine seasons. They go get Jonathan Papelbon. You go to Cincinnati in 2012 to play for Dusty Baker, and then in spring training you get hurt. What happened?
Oh, just Tommy John. A pretty common injury. That's all that happened.
But it's common, but it's serious.
Oh, yeah, it took me out. It takes a year to come back from that, and, that's the best case scenario. And it was far from that for me.
You never got to play for Dusty.
Yeah, that was a disappointment. Spring training was a lot of fun. He made it a lot of fun, and so I was looking forward to working with him, but wasn't time yet.
Fate intervened, and who would imagine that you'd get a second opportunity now here with Washington. In 13, after the Tommy John surgery, you signed with the Angels, but the elbow's not getting any better.
Right, yeah, it was probably common setbacks, so threw a lot of different things at it as far as medicine and therapy. None were working, though.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, couldn't throw. Couldn't throw past 90 miles an hour. Once I got to 90 miles an hour, that's when everything kind of went downhill.
But the signing with the Angels proves to be fortuitous and may be the reason that you and I are talking right now.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I wouldn't have found my trainers that I use now without that path. So that's why you can never try and figure out your path. Just keep moving.
You never know.
Keep moving down it.
Tell us who you met in spring training with the Angels in 2013. Tell us the story.
Oh, yeah, Robert Cuello I don't know what he was there. I think if he was on the team the year before or not. But anyways, in spring training, we kind of – he's a Cuban guy, big heart. So, everybody gets along with him. And so we hit off a nice little relationship. And, later in the season when we were both injured, he – gave me an idea of coming to one of the places that he had just found to get his shoulder corrected. And through that relationship with him, I tried it, decided to try the Evo UltraFit, and glad I did.
Was it at the point where you just had nothing to lose?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, for sure. After a couple of years of trying all the traditional methods, nothing was working, so I was trying to go outside the box.
And the landlord, who had a relationship with Robert Cuello, was a guy who had a knee problem, and the doctors said, I don't know if you'll be able to walk.
Oh, I'm not sure the depths of that, but all I could remember was how Robert knew of the place, and that was from someone he knew and trusted, and so that's what made him give it a try. And then as soon as he tried it, he came to me the next day and said, I think it might have been the same day, mm-hmm. and said, hey, you gotta try this. I think it's going to work for you.
And the process is called EvoFit. For those who don't know what it is, tell us how this works.
Okay, yeah. Evo UltraFit, they have modalities there, and it's just electricity. It's like a stim machine that everybody's probably tried at a doctor's office or whatnot, just a little bit stronger. But mainly what their focus is on is moving efficiently. So moving as a human body should move, and doing it efficiently. So that involves strength training and knowledge of how to use your muscles at the right times. And so basically I learned pitching mechanics, good pitching
after all
mechanics.
These years.
Yeah. Didn't need them before surgery, just had boatload of talent and went out there and could whip the ball real fast. But after surgery, that wasn't the case. So I kind of had to relearn how to pitch for the first time using my legs and not my elbow.
And this Evo Fit, the first time you tried it, was miraculous.
Yeah, the first time I noticed after the first treatment that this was something special. It's very painful, but it wakes you up. You know, after a couple years of rehab in your elbow, the frustration set in, and you think, you know, it's not gonna get better. So you can get down a little bit, and so this machine, the electricity, wakes you up, and it wakes you up to the point where you know you realize this is what you need.
The pain to go through it, though, was unbearable.
At times. You know, at first you don't know what to expect. And I guess the way some guys describe it is it feels like your bones are twisting, kind of, or you lose spatial awareness on your body, like with your arm. It feels like your arm's, you know, going crazy, but it's still right down by your side. So it's kind of wrenching on your body, mm-hmm. and it's painful as far as kind of what you would imagine what electricity would feel like going through your body.
But the stimulation from this machine is significantly different and much more intense than anything you had ever experienced.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think the closest thing would probably be a police taser. That's when it's up all the way, and that's part of your first initial consult there is they find your weak links in your body, and then basically just those are the spots that your body's creating compensation, meaning it's not doing what it should be, mm-hmm. and you need to reset that. And the reason for compensation is injury, so my injury made me compensate, and so with those machines they're able to create a force greater than what caused the injury in the first place.
You described the machine as about 10 times stronger than the normal stimulation machines that you would experience previously.
Yeah, that's not exaggerating. Yeah, you can't just put it on and turn it up to 100 like you can on the regular stim machines. So it's all done by a professional. A professional's guidance. You know, it's not just me putting it on and just going to town. I need a professional let me know how to use it and where to put it and everything else.
But there was light at the end of the tunnel right there when the first time you tried it, all of a sudden the pain in the elbow was gone, finally.
Yeah, I noticed that it definitely felt different than any other treatment, the result. After the first treatment, so I knew I was going to continue, and I had a good inclination that this was going to solve my problem.
This is 2013. You're rehabbing during 2013. You hold a showcase in 2014 with the hope of somebody signing you and getting back into the game. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. Are you starting to think that it's over?
No, I mean, it wasn't somber like that, like how you put it, but it was just one of those things where, you know, you can't be out of the game that long. There's thousands of other guys fighting for your job, and so there was plenty of other guys, you know, to fill my spot. So I think it was just the timing of it was time for me to just go home, and plus I was burnt out, so I was at the end of 2 years.
Where you
rehab,
you were.
And even though getting back and feeling like a pitcher again, all that toll it took on me to get to that spot was a lot, and wasn't a bad thing to take a year off.
And went home and coached the kids.
Yeah, just right into off-season life, but it was actually for 12 months instead of just 6 months. So, got filled up at home with love of the family and so that was nice, and it actually made me want to play again. You know, after that year off, I actually had love for the game again and wanted to play again.
It's such a cost to play this game, Ryan.
Not really in the grand scheme of things. You know, we get to play a game, and it's actually a luxury to play. And small sacrifices, yes, but none compared to, you know, the men and women in uniform where they have to do. And so I feel very lucky to do it. It's not a burden at all.
How did you come to sign with Kansas City and get back in the game?
Oh, yeah, an old scout that drafted me out of high school, Jim Fregosi Jr. He was working for the Phillies then and then the Royals in 2015. So we live a town apart in Southern California, and he had a high schooler that he wanted me to work with pitching-wise the year because he knew I was at home. So he sent me over the pitcher to work with, and that's kind of what started the want to play again.
And the Royals, as luck would have it, go to the World Series and win the World Series, and Ryan Madsen is in his third World Series.
Yeah. Can't script that for sure. It was very unexpected, especially with that team, you know, and that bullpen that year with Holland and Davis and Herrera and Hochever and everybody else. And so I didn't think I was going to make that bullpen. I was just playing to make that bullpen, but, you know, I was just trying to show that my stuff was back sometime during spring and hopefully a team would be interested so that I could play Major League Baseball again.
Ryan Madsen with us on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. And then from there to the Oakland A's for a multi-year deal, and then the trade from the Oakland A's as the Nationals were looking to fortify their bullpen. You weren't surprised to be traded, were you?
Not this year. Going into the second year, I knew that there was a possibility, and I just needed to throw the ball well and keep doing what I was doing. And, you know, you hear the rumors and you see the troubles going on, and with the bullpen being such an important part, I knew that my time in Oakland was probably coming to an end because there was no need for me over there. There really wasn't. So, but I enjoyed the time. I was glad for it. You know, it was part of my path.
And what's it now playing for Dusty Baker?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I've missed his good meetings that he's had. He hasn't had one since I've been here. So, but I've heard of him, and it's good stuff. So it's a pleasure.
And with Evo Fit, you evaluate yourself after each outing. How so, and how complex is that?
Oh, well, there's five qualities of a pitch. So I just rate those about how I – the first way is how I felt about it, you know, during the game, and then second I'll watch video and kind of compare and contrast what I felt and how it actually looked.
Are there arguments, Ryan, against using something like this? This sounds like miraculous stuff.
Of the rating system?
Let me ask that again. Are there arguments against EvoFit? Sounds like it is miraculous.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's arguments against it. The entry point is probably the most difficult. Like you said, guys have to be, you know, at the end of their rope, so to speak, to go through the pain and go through the process and trust that process, you know. So I don't know why it's not more mainstream. There's not a lot of people that know how to run those machines correctly to get the results that you want. So that makes it difficult. He can't be treating a couple hundred athletes, you know, at the same time. So that limits it as well.
Do you know any others that have done this and done so successfully?
Oh yeah. There's I'm not gonna say names, but there's guys in there all the time. Football players, hockey players, you know, tennis players that come in and golfers. They've had everybody come in and you know, come in, get fixed, and go on their way and
get fixed.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that more players don't talk about it?
No, not really, because like you said, like we've been talking about, if you don't need it, if you're healthy and you're getting outs and you're fine, you don't need it. But I think it would be able to, you know, if I knew about it earlier in my career, I wish I did, and I wish I would have tried it. Assuming that I would have, I probably wouldn't have had surgery, probably wouldn't have had Tommy John, probably wouldn't have gotten injured, and so my career path would have been a lot different.
Take us through the hills and valleys of the velocity through the years. Starting with Philadelphia, what it dropped to, and now it is obviously back.
Okay, yeah. When I first broke into the league, I was probably 93, 94, maybe 95. And then That was when I was 23. And then I peaked out at 29 years old. And I hit 99. And then that's when the downhill started. In 2010, it was a little bit lower. 2011, it was a little bit lower, peak velocity. And then when I came back, you know, with the training and the knowledge of how to use those new tools that I've had, mm-hmm. It takes time. It takes reps. It takes to really get to know how to time it and use it correctly and add pieces. And that's how you climb the ladder back up to 99 again.
And obviously it's working, because you had a 30 game stretch where you gave 3 earned runs in 31 innings, 0.87 ERA. You're pitching as well as ever.
Yeah, and that was the thing with Jay Schroeder at Evo Ultra Fit. I told him, you know, thanks for getting me back in the game in 2015, and then thank you for helping me, you know, pitch again consistently. And then now it's getting to the point where I'm telling him I'm a little surprised now what's happening here, you know, and what you've created, and so it went from, you know, thanks to now a little bit of surprise of what, you know, what he can create in an athlete.
You are exhibit A about perseverance.
Yeah, that's a lot. And, you know, you rely on other things than yourself, then you can accomplish a lot. And that was a big part of it for me, and in having faith in my trainers, and you know, just working every day on that goal.
Maybe there was a reason why all that happened.
Well, we don't know here on Earth what, you know, as human beings, what's going on. So you kind of just try and stay on that path and let God guide you. And with that knowledge, that's what helps you, you know, get through, is gets through that anxiety and that doubt. So.
Do you have a greater appreciation of being in the major leagues after this experience?
Oh, sure, yeah. I feel lucky I'm here. I shouldn't be here. I feel lucky, and I do appreciate it more than before, yeah. I think before it was just automatic. It was supposed to be happening, and, you know, it takes something getting taken away from you to appreciate it sometimes.
I can't thank you enough for your time. So that'll do it for Ryan Madsen and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.